Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. It is the Napa Auto Parts NHRA Midwest Nationals. Worldwide Technology Raceway, Madison, Illinois, St. Louis. We are just 5 minutes from the arch, and we are ready for what is a tremendous event. In fact, this was the first event that came back to the track when Curtis Francois purchased it in 2011, and joining us is only the winningest driver in the history of NHRA. Tony Schumacher is with us on KMOX.
It's good to be here, and I got to tell you, this is the track that, I won't say made me the winningest, but made me the number I'm at, because this is the last time we won, right? And I have impatiently been waiting to get back here, because it was one of those races where it just wasn't easy. It was very difficult, people we had to get through, and we ended up getting there and getting the trophy, and it was number 88, incredibly lucky number, and unfortunately, I don't want to stay there. I'd like to go to 89 this weekend.
That's right. There have been some drivers who have had success here. Antron Brown's had success here. You have had success here. What is it about St. Louis, just in general, the experience that you like?
You know, I like when it's a difficult race, and I think he does too. You know, both of us, if you were to ask some of the top five drivers, I think Antron's right there. So when you have those races where you get in the middle of the summer, you're getting near the end, you got to have power. You got to be able to pedal a car when it smokes the tires. And I think to be a champ at this, when you get into this part, you're in the countdown. The pressure's really high. The cars have to perform. The drivers have to step up. You know, there's a handful of people that can win at those races. So, and I think me and Antron really like the pressure. You know, so when you get near the end of the year like this and the big moments come up and it's like it's a must-win type thing, we just do good.
There's a lot of talent out there, isn't there?
It's stupid right now.
Not just the drivers, but the teams. I mean, there's a lot at stake, and there's a lot going on out there.
You know, for a long time, I mean, we won six championships in a row, and everyone was fighting for number two, and it was just the way it was. It was understood. John Force was doing the same thing. Everyone was battling for a second spot. Right now, you have no idea who's going to win. There's 10 people that can win on any given day at this any of the races. I think it's the drivers have found homes, the crew chiefs have found homes, and there used to be silly season. Everyone rotated and switched. It's not like that right now, man. People have settled in. They found their teams. They found their homes. And the more experience you get with a crew chief and a driver and a team, the better the team gets, the higher the performance gets. But, you know, truthfully, like I said on stage last week, we are athletes, but we're also entertainers. And I think the fans that pay good money to get to a race, whatever sport they go to, I want them to leave and say, you know what, we paid this much, but I feel like we owe more. And I think that's what they're getting in the top fuel field right now. The races are insane. They're so close, decided by thousands of a second. I think last year we won by, I don't know, you know, a couple inches. Two cars going 330 to 340 miles per hour, and we win by a couple inches. So at the end of the day, when the fans leave, I think they get a great show, and I think this is one of the tracks. It's a beautiful facility. It's the only one, I think, on tour where you get to see IndyCar, you get to see NASCAR, and then you get to see the real cars, drag racing. No, nothing personal. I mean, it's all cool. I'm not, you know, I don't care. I like everything. But when we talk about speed, we're talking about 340 miles per hour. And if we're talking about 340 miles per hour, we're talking about Brittany Force. She is doing amazing. We're all chasing after those speeds. But you know what? Like she says, it's the ET. It's the elapsed time. There's a big difference. The speed is only calculated in the last 66 feet. So you can have a car that runs a really good elapsed time, and that's what wins those races. But it doesn't have the speed. You can run good speed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Without having the elapsed time. So, but fastest by far, top fuel, funny car, greatest sport in the world.
It's mind-blowing how fast you go. And then also the fans get accessibility. I mean, you all are available to them. Like, they can go down and see everything pretty much, can't they?
Absolutely. And I think there's a couple of things. The fans that were there last weekend, some people had literally people that go out, because I drive for Rick Ware, so he's got a NASCAR. Cody, his son, drives. And people that are out there trying to pull marketing dollars together, they've never been to a drag race before, and you bring them out, and they go, this is insane. You get to walk in, stand by the driver. This is unheard of. But then they say, you also go in the stands and feel like you're in the car. So it's really one of those sports where you are all in as a fan. Like, you get to feel the earth rotate. You get to feel like you're sitting in that car. You really feel like you're part of the team. And then you go meet your driver, and you pick the ones you like and the ones you don't like that don't come out of the trailer, that sit in their shell. And you get to pick on, you know, this guy, I don't like this guy, I like this guy. And, you know, and then you get to watch them race each other. And you know, you can boo the ones you want to boo and cheer for the ones you want to cheer for. That's awesome. I love it, man, because, you know, I like when they're booing the other guy.
You're wearing your Rick Ware Racing shirt, American Communications Construction Racing. Clay Milliken's part of that, right?
Yeah, he is. Great teammate. You know, like, when I started in Top Fuel, I drove for the Peak Brothers, but it was shortly after that my father put a team together, and there was one car. We drove Exide batteries. It was one car, and a few years later, we picked up the Army, and we had a two-car team. And then Bazemore came over and drove, and then all of a sudden we had eight cars, a few pro stock cars, a couple of bikes. We had a huge team. This is real unique. It's me and one other Top Fuel car. And I've never been able to work like that before, but it is awesome. I mean, Clay's a good guy. He's like the fan favorite. Like, I pull for him if he's racing me. You know, it's like he's just got the smile all the time. And I think it's how it should be. We should love what we do. I mean, we're in a dangerous sport. We're going 340 miles per hour. If you don't love this, you picked the wrong job, because, you know, you got to be committed to this. And he's the winningest IHRA driver. I'm the winningest NHRA driver. So as a team, it's such a cool package. And believe it or not, it's the first time I've ever been able to walk over and just flat out have a conversation. What would you do in this situation? And he's honest. And if he asked me, I'd do the same thing. So that's the teamwork. And it's going to pay off. You know, we're brand new. We're still trying to figure it all out. But when it all comes together, it's going to be a world champ team.
That's exciting. You know, yeah, it's like a new chapter.
For sure.
Yeah.
For me, it is.
I wanted to ask you a technical question, too, before we go. With temperatures rising this week, it's going to be beautiful weather. I mean, it's phenomenal weather, but you'll be no secret running in the 80s. You do that all the time in that temperature. What is the difference in terms of preparation temperature-wise?
Sure. So 12,000 horsepower cars, we use a six-disc clutch, and it has to slip that clutch the whole way, right? So the hotter it is, the more UV, the more sun on the track, the more you got to slip it down there. Just like if you were driving a stick shift on ice, you know, you got to let that clutch out slower. And that's the same thing we're doing, but we're doing it with a six disc clutch. And I think the conditions are going to be, what's unique here is we're running tomorrow night. So 6 o'clock and I think 8 or 9 at night, you're going to see some incredible runs. And then we come out in the morning and we're going to run at, you know, noon on Saturday, something like that. So, which is very similar to what we're going to race on. And I've always said, like, it's great to have those night runs because they're the ones that will qualify you number one, set the world records, do all the great stuff for the fans. But it's not when we race, and we need to have the data on race day. So I think looking at the weather, we've been much hotter. Mm-hmm. You know, we raced in Charlotte. We raced in Richmond, and it was like, I don't know, 12 or 13 degrees hotter than the sun, if I remember. It was brutal. The cars would barely start. They don't like to run in that stuff. We get in the 80 degrees, 70 degrees, like we're going to see great runs. You know, depending on the UV, depending on the sun and the track, really. But for the fans coming out, trust me on this, this is a perfect weekend for racing. Get out there, get a ticket. Make sure you get by. I will be out signing. And I'll go hermit myself in the trailer. So you want to get an autograph, bring your friends and family out, bring your kids out. We'll make sure they have a great day.
Tony Schumacher with us on KMOX. It'll be a lot of fun. The Napa Auto Parts NHRA Midwest Nationals, the 26th to the 28th at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Have a great run, great weekend.
Thank you.
We'll be back right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.